tens of thousands of music lovers have made their way this weekend to Cumberland, Maryland for Delfest. It's a four-day music festival that features the best of bluegrass music founded by one of the genre's most beloved figures, Del McCurry.
Old Fern will be soon, Mississippi bound. Another city and another town. My own true lover wants me to stay. But you know it won't be long and I'll be on my way.
Today's the last day of Delfest 2018, but before Del McCurry made his way to the Allegheny County Fairgrounds, he joined us from Nashville to talk about his new album, Del McCurry Still Sings Bluegrass. Del McCurry and his son Ronnie join us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Hi, Lulu.
Glad to be here.
I want to start with you, Del. This album's called Del McCurry Still Sings Bluegrass. I mean, was there ever any doubt that you were going to still be singing bluegrass?
Hey, I didn't have a thing to do with that. No, I think Ronnie and my manager, Stan, I think they came up with that. But it's been 50 years since I did that first.
That's right.
Del McCurry Sings Bluegrass, you know. So I had another song title in mind for the record, but I never told anybody.
Ooh, Del, you can tell me. I won't tell anyone,
okay.
I promise.
I tell you what, I did a song called Hot Wired, and I like that sound, man. Everybody's got a hot wire something, you know.
Yeah, we're gonna get back to that song.
Okay.
So, Del, you obviously play with some of the best in bluegrass. Your banjo picker and your mandolin player are internationally renowned. And I guess for people who don't know, I'm talking about Rob and Ronnie McCurry, your sons. So, Ronnie, yeah. I want to bring you into this conversation.
Yeah.
Did you know you'd pick up a mandolin and join the family business?
No, not really. I can probably speak for my brother, too. We just started at the age about 9 years old on instruments. And then I gravitated to the mandolin at 13, and I really only played it about 6 months, and my dad asked me to play in the band because he didn't have a mandolin player in the band at the time. It was a vacant spot, and it was kind of, I always say, a sink or swim type of thing. But once you get that bug, you can't really shake it, you know.
Play together all over the country as a family. It's kind of like one long family road trip, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I want to hear some stories. You know.
Well, you know, Lulu, my wife goes along too, and it is a family thing now. You know.
Who keeps the peace?
Well, now she holds the stick that keeps the peace. I just let everybody run, you know.
Yeah. Is that true, Ronnie? But,
pretty much, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I honestly, after all these years, I just really can't think of a time that we ever had any kind of problem at all. But, you know, my dad's really a pretty easygoing fella. And I'm sure when we were younger, he turned his back a little bit to some things.
Yeah. And now with this record, there's a third generation of McCurry's playing with the band. I want to listen to a little bit of Hot Wired.
She climbed upon a ladder, hot wired my ceiling fan. When she came back down to earth again, she hot wired her man. Hot wired, hot wired, hot wired.
So, Ronnie, I have to ask you, who's that on the electric guitar?
Well, that's my oldest. His name is actually Heaven McCurry.
Yeah. And how old is
he's
he?
He's 20 years old.
20
he's
years 20. Old. Mm-hmm. And did he have to audition? Or how did you get him in there?
I didn't. Dad did. He
said, yeah. What happened in the beginning, you know, with this particular song, there was a word or two I couldn't understand from the, what do you call it?
The original,
yeah. And Evan dropped by there one day, and I said, listen to this and tell me what these words are. Him and Josh both, his brother. And so, he figured that out real quick. His ears must be better than mine. And so I said, look, do you want to play on this? And so he remembered that, and he came to the studio, and he played that with us, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, he just knocked it dead.
Yeah, he's good. I gotta say, he is good.
Yeah.
Do your other kids play too?
Well, not really, not a whole lot. My middle son plays a little bit of bass. He's not quite as interested in it. My daughter played the piano and the flute, and she's kind of laid it aside. She's 14. You know, it's a different time now than in some ways. And when we started with my dad, we didn't work as much as we do now. Back when we started, Lulu, when I started, my dad was still working.
Really?
He was working in the woods. He was a logger.
Hmm.
And my mother then, she also worked in a factory. And then I graduated high school in 1985, and I think that's the year that my dad quit working in the woods, because we were doing well enough then, being on the road. But when we really made the jump in 1992 to Nashville and got into it and started working, and now we play a lot, you know, we're gone a lot. And it's something that's got to have in you.
Yeah, that's true. Del and Ronnie McCurry, the album Del McCurry Still Sings Bluegrass is out now. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lulu.
Well, you tell me you've got troubles, that you're feeling low down. You say you've got more problems than anybody else in town. But friend, I'm here to tell you that you shouldn't feel so sad. Things could be worse, Lord, you could be me, and buddy, that's bad. 'Cause I could tell you things.